Within the Arab world, public officials say they see the bin Laden tape as evidence of the Al-Qaeda leader's guilt in the September 11th attacks. But many Arab citizens are skeptical of its authenticity. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Beirut.
The video aired here early Thursday evening, coinciding with the meal that marks the breaking of the day's fast during the Islamic month of Ramadan. This is a time when most TV sets in the region are tuned to popular Ramadan specials, not the news. On the streets of Beirut, few said they had seen the bin Laden video or even heard about it, but some who had, like 19-year-old student Ahmed Maher, said they were finally convinced of bin Laden's guilt.
Yeah, I was so shocked because I was a little bit with him, you know. Now, with the evidence, it's him.
29-year-old money changer Tahar Itani said he too was convinced. I'm not political, says Itani, but all the evidence shows bin Laden was behind September 11th. In the first official Saudi reaction to the videotape, the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. called bin Laden a murderous criminal. The Minister of Information of the United Arab Emirates said the videotape confirmed bin Laden's guilt in a way that left no room for doubt. Moderate Arab governments have backed the U.S. war on terrorism, but many Arab civilians have been critical of the U.S. bombing of Afghanistan. They've complained the war on terrorism has targeted innocent Muslims, and many have accused the U.S. of lacking evidence to justify attacking bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda network. U.S. officials had hoped the tape would put those doubts to rest. But some, like 75-year-old cafe owner Mahmoud Saleh, say they don't trust the video.
I don't think it is his picture because it's dark, something playing in the picture. Yeah, somebody else, they say that he's bin Laden.
The tape's amateur quality made certain segments difficult to understand. Some here complained that the video's sound quality was so poor they couldn't hear what bin Laden was saying and were skeptical that the English translations were accurate. Others, like this maitre d', who didn't want his name used, claimed that regardless of the video, they still weren't convinced bin Laden masterminded the attacks.
As far as I know, USA is ruling the world, and I don't think just a person like Osama bin Laden could enter the United States and just do all this within no time, you know.
Adding to people's skepticism is frustration with what many here consider to be U.S. bias towards Israel. This woman, who wouldn't give her name, says she saw parts of the video and condemns bin Laden's actions. Of more importance to her is a balanced U.S. approach to the Arab-Israeli conflict.
It's not just bin Laden, it's everything. People in Palestine are dying. Why Israel is not a terrorist, you see? This is not fair. I think we should look more into these things also, not bin Laden.
Arab analysts and columnists have also been divided over the tape. Some claim that just because it showed bin Laden praising the attacks, it didn't prove he was responsible for them. Others, like Fuad al-Hashim, a columnist for the Kuwaiti daily Al-Watan, said the tape made it impossible for Muslim fundamentalists to continue to defend bin Laden. We've always wondered what the devil looks like, said al-Hashim. Today we get to see him in the person of bin Laden. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.